Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh was forced to resign as an ESPN sports analyst this week after making controversial remarks on the air Sunday about a black NFL quarterback. Commentator John Ridley was not amused.
Wow. All I can say is, wow. I never thought Rush Limbaugh would actually say anything as blatantly ignorant and wholly bigoted, at least not in public. But somehow, Rush was able to turn a complete lack of understanding of football into a cross-burning. And come on, even Trent Lott's going, he said, what? What Limbaugh said exactly was that Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb was a player of suspect abilities and was only handed laurels because, and I quote, the media has been very desirous that a black quarterback do well. A black quarterback, Rush? I mean, there are 9 starting black quarterbacks currently playing in the NFL. And as a 3-time Pro Bowler and runner-up as league MVP who led the Eagles to 2 straight NFC Championship games, and a quarterback who led his team to victory last season playing 3/4 of a game with a busted ankle, McNabb doesn't need the media to help him do well. And exactly how does the media benefit from pretending a black quarterback is better than he really is? If they somehow ignore the stats and fake like a black quarterback has a better pass rating than Brett Favre, does the media get a little something extra in their Christmas envelope? Rush made some statements regarding his comments, but hasn't taken any questions, and I can see why. But Limbaugh, in resigning from ESPN, did say the reason his butt is in a sling is because I must have been right about something. Yeah, you got it, sport. That's exactly why people are upset, for calling McNabb on his performance. Except that a lot of other sports commentators have managed to do the same thing without having to hand back their paychecks. The closest Rush has come to offering any kind of a mea culpa was in an issued statement saying the comment wasn't an attack on black people, despite the fact that black people were singled out by race, but rather, it's an attack on the liberal media. Oh, yeah, the liberal media. You know, thank God there are all these conservative commentators with their radio shows and top-rated cable shows and best-selling books to let us know that it's the liberal media that's controlling the airwaves, no matter the liberal media is run by rich old white guys. Of course, when I say rich old white guys, I'm not attacking rich old white guys, I'm attacking the liberal media. And forgetting my sarcasm and satire, yeah, all this could get passed off as a whole lot of something over guys just talking about football. But Rush's comments, his inability to see how they're divisive, go way beyond the gridiron. They echo the paranoia of the frightened, bigoted wing of the establishment who, when faced with the achievements of minorities in any field, have to owe it to affirmative action rather than individual achievement. And when I say the frightened, bigoted establishment, yeah, I'm attacking Rush Limbaugh.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director, and author of the science fiction thriller Those Who Walk in Darkness.